past case six. Okay. Case number six is 22-391. That's another Middletown case. Morning, gentlemen. Sergeant, can you please identify yourself again for the record?
Sergeant Elias Marks of the Middletown Police Department.
Sergeant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, the denial in this case is based on missing information on the DPS 799C as well as suitability factors and past arrests and convictions.
Would you like to make an opening statement? You don't have to, but when you do speak, please speak up so that we can pick you up.
No.
Okay, thank you. Sergeant, you may proceed with your case.
Our background investigation revealed that the appellant provided an inaccurate and incomplete DPS 799C. The appellant did not list the arrests and convictions from New York State or any convictions at all on the form. When asked why the arrest and conviction was not listed on the form, the appellant stated they thought it was not needed due to being 10 years prior. This is not consistent with other listings of past arrests. The appellant listed larceny in 2001 on the form. This would have been 19 years prior to the submission of the application. Furthermore, there were numerous suitability factors which were at issue. The appellant had a large in-house history. It included multiple verbal domestic disputes, one of which included an allegation of physical violence. In 2021, a possible domestic disturbance was reported in which the appellant was accused of hitting a female in the presence of a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. No one on scene was cooperative. The police could not determine what had occurred. The in-house history also included a case in which police were attempting to secure the scene of an assault and the appellant became irate with the police presence. The appellant was asked to step away from the victim several times so that the police could render assistance. The appellant initially refused and remained in a very agitated state but walked away while stating that they were being treated in this manner because of their brown skin. The appellant dropped their pants below their knees, exposing their pair lower extremities. They were asked several times to pull their pants back up and refused. The appellant then stood out of the way with their pants still down below their knees in an irate and agitated state while verbally mocking the police presence. The appellant at no time assisted police in investigating the incident. The prior arrests and convictions that were determined were an arrest in New York State in 1998 for assault third degree and harassment second degree, for which there was a conviction under harassment second degree and petty larceny. In 2000, there was an arrest for larceny six, which resulted in a conviction for breach of peace. In 2003, there was an arrest and conviction for larceny sixth degree. In 2009, there was an arrest for a weapon in a motor vehicle with a conviction for interfering with police. Due to a combination of the inaccurate information on the DPS 799C and inconsistency about why the information was held, as well as multiple suitability factors, the appellant's application was denied.
Do you have any cross-examination for the sergeant? Does the board have any questions for the sergeant?
Just one. On the 2009 arrest for a weapon in a motor vehicle, that charge originally was a felony?
I believe that weapon in a motor vehicle is a felony, but it was not a conviction.
Right, the conviction was not, but
right,
the
conviction was
yes.
For interfering, which is a misdemeanor.
Right, thank you.
Yes.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, any further witnesses, Sergeant?
No.
You may tell us what you'd like us to know.
A couple of those things were out of my control. Some of it was just stupid. And the weapons charge. So that occurred a night while out at a bar. The weapon, the sword, it was more of a decorative sword, but it was in my trunk. And when the cops approached the trunk, it was open. And that's how they seen it, but I wasn't brandishing or using it as a weapon. I wasn't making any threats. It was just happened to be with some people and around the police approached us, and I gave them permission to go to my car, and that's how they seen it. I just wanted to be clear that at that time I was never using a weapon. Yeah, the stuff in from New York. I actually went to New York physically one year to get what they had, and that was quite challenging. They sent me two separate places, and what's here is one is sealed, and the other arrest was Maryland or something. So. I was intentionally. I just want to add also that I got granted my security license right here in the state of Connecticut. So to this fraud, if my record is so poor, then it wouldn't have granted me. That's all I'm going to
say. Okay. Just remember to speak up. Sergeant, do you have any cross? Does the board have any questions of the appellant?
I guess there are two issues here, your prior behavior, but there are also the fact that the application is inaccurate. Why did you not list the previous arrests and the convictions?
I'd have to say it was just...
You'd have to say, please tell me the reason.
So my reason is that I just didn't do what I probably should have physically gone there because I did make phone calls and I did try to retrieve some information, which is almost impossible.
The question is not what New York has on their files. The question is what has happened to you in your life, which you obviously remember, correct?
Most of this.
Yeah, okay. So you could have put that down from your memory, but you chose not. That from the police department?
I definitely wasn't trying to hide it because obviously they were going to do a background check and so they would retrieve.
Well, maybe, but you had trouble retrieving it, so maybe they would too. Do you understand what he's saying is that he asked for this information and you didn't put it down, and it's not information that would necessarily be helpful to you, it's information that maybe you left behind. So that's the interpretation of making your hiding.
Well, that wasn't my intention.
And it's not just one, it's three arrests and three convictions, correct?
I believe so. However, I'm thinking, that was over 20 years ago now. I wouldn't recall everything.
Sure. But you did recall. I recall
something, absolutely, but I don't know what dispositions are and things like that. So when I went to use and retrieve the records, I couldn't tell them what the end result.
No, I would imagine you were looking for them to provide the end result.
Right.
But
right.
You still remember the arrest. You must have been handcuffed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spend any time in jail overnight anyway?
Yeah, I was arrested. Right.
How much time did you spend in jail?
A night, maybe a weekend.
A night or a weekend three times or just one of those times?
At least twice.
So clearly you remember. That's right.
Just to clarify, so the DPS listed three arrests, which were the Connecticut arrests, but not the not one arrest, which was the New York one. And then the box yes was checked on have you ever been convicted, but there was nothing listed under that. Just to clarify the amount of information that wasn't present.
And you mentioned the 2001 arrest that you did disclose. Which one was that?
Larceny 6th. I have it as occurring in 2000.
Okay. So he wrote 2001, but it actually was 2000 larceny?
Yes.
Other questions? Ms. Johnson?
I just want to clarify something with you. The security guard, the guard card is a completely different level than the pistol permit. I'm sure you can understand.
Right.
So just because you got a guard card does not mean that it's completely different for a pistol permit. And now you see why it's completely different.
Okay. Other questions by the board? Seeing none, do you have any other witnesses?
Oh.
Okay. That was a no?
No.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
I really just have a question that if this is denied, do I have a span of time to meet or to reapply?
You can submit one application every 12 months.
And the other question is, when submitting the application, do I need to run back my whole record or just actual arrest?
You have to answer the questions truthfully on the application.
The questions are pretty clear.
Yeah. So
have you ever been arrested is one question.
I said,
and have you ever been convicted is a second question. So as long as you're truthful on both questions, that's up to Middletown.
What is a conviction? I'm really not sure. I thought a conviction was you actually spend jail time.
Maybe you were found guilty of something. Or pled guilty of something.
Or paid a fine.
Yes, pleading guilty does not necessarily always entail doing time. They make it pretty clear in court when you're pleading guilty, you're giving up your right to trial, blah, blah, blah. Do you wish to enter a guilty plea? Yes.
At least
in Connecticut. I think the issue we're having here is the application we have. I think this is, when was this? This was a while ago. Your application was
2020.
The problem we're having, you did check yes, and you disclosed 3 arrests. Interfering with officer 2009 East Haven, shoplifting 2005, 2003. But then there's another question. Which we have a little, I have a hang up here, is have you ever been convicted under the laws of this state, federal law, or the laws of another jurisdiction? You check yes. Then it goes on to say, if yes, list all convictions, including charges, location, date of arrest, and disposition, which you did not do. So it's really your responsibility to fill out the application in its entirety and to take time and read it.
Could I ask a question that might potentially be helpful to the appellant? If a person on his or her application isn't sure of the dates, can the applicant just describe, I know I've been arrested at least 2 or 3 times and convicted 2 or 3 times, or is the standard that the applicant has to actually get specific documentation with accurate dates and accurate data?
I don't know that I can answer that. I think it's really in the purview of the issuing authority to... Mm-hmm.
I guess, okay, so that's a
question. My recommendation is that when someone's applying for a pistol permit, if there's any question about their criminal history, that they should contact the State Police Bureau of Identification and fill out the form and get their
accurate record
mm-hmm. from which they can provide the necessary information.
Mm-hmm.
And if they believe they've been arrested in another state, I would believe other states would have a similar process to which they could obtain mm-hmm. you know, the accurate information if they didn't maintain it themselves, mm-hmm. if it was something that took place a long time ago.
So it should be a reasonably high bar given what the application is seeking.
In my opinion, yes.
I know you had a couple of questions, but did you have a closing statement? No? Okay. Sergeant, would you like to make a closing statement?
I would just reiterate that there was multiple factors. It wasn't hinged on any one thing. It was the history of the arrests, as well as the inaccuracies on the statement, as well as the suitability factors from the cases that did not rise to the level of arrest.
Comments by the board?
I'll just reiterate, based on my question, that because an applicant is seeking a pistol permit, the state of Connecticut has a high bar that has to be reached, and the onus is on the applicant to obtain his or her complete history of any crimes and convictions, and to provide that information as a component of the application.
Other comments?
Just mention the issue that's already presented, significant suitability issues. Today, they weren't explored very much, but they were also not promoted by the appellant. So that's in addition to the inaccurate application.
Other comments? Seeing none, Dr. Conrad.
For the issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig. And Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you both.